Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Our weekly Spoof Hound interview coming to you during the postseason now as we are into district play, but the Spoof Hounds have a bye week, so a chance to sit back, relax a little bit, get rested up before round two coming up next week against either St. Pius or Cameron in a 4-5 matchup. We have head coach Matt Webb joining us. Coach, what's the bye week been like for you? Do you use this to kind of recharge the batteries a bit and get ready for season number two?
Yeah, that's what it's been. We've had a good week. It's exactly what you said. You use this week, number one, to kind of sit back and you just feel like, rewarded for what you've put the volume of work you put in during the regular season and finishing the regular season 6-3 at the outset. Anybody would tell you that the goals are at the beginning of the season to start, checking boxes off, and one of those is to win a conference championship, and we're able to do that with our conference games and be able to say, when you're old and gray, and say, hey, I was MEC champs, and that's something we hadn't done around here in a couple of years, and that's something the guys really wanted to accomplish. So you feel very rewarded in that, and then at the beginning of the season you'd say you want to be able to be a number one seed in the playoffs in your district, and we were able to do that as well. We're feeling rewarded for playing a tough schedule. We talk about that a lot in our community and amongst our scheduling. Who plays who, and those out of conference games is important. And we feel like it's rewarding when you can play a Blair Oaks, a Lutheran North, and a Harrisonville, and be able to say at the end of the season, you're 6-3, you're a one seed, you get to host all the playoff games in front of you. I think this week's been a feeling of rewarded, and at the same time, you get a couple extra days to work on either St. Pius or Cameron.
So much experience already on this team, playoffs over the years, but then you mentioned some of those non-conference games that you've already played in, or some high-level MEC games, thinking about going into Savannah when they were undefeated, and then, of course, closing things out last week. You're used to practicing in an environment of like, hey, we got to come out, try to have perfect reps so we can go out on a Friday night and be ready to go. You've kind of been in playoff mode at times already this season, haven't you, with just preparations and being ready to go on a Friday night for a big matchup?
Yeah, it has, and this season's been different in my years here. When those district assignments came out, I think everybody kind of knew, you start off and you start thinking of the upper tier in our conference, and then the newness on some teams in our conference put an emphasis on every week. Chillicothe and the experience they have back, and the amount of senior leadership and their size and being, our entire conference being class, our entire district being our conference, class 3, district 8, all our teams was our regular season schedule. So, and then the newness of Cameron and the option that they play, and really the quality wins that they've had here at the end of the season. Cameron's entering the playoffs, winning 3 in a row, and they're, coach, like we talked about it that week, but you kind of have to really focus on the option and the culture and the what he's bringing to the community. Cameron's really impressive, and then you look at, like you said, the week of Savannah and the difficulties that they provide, and then obviously St. Pius and the history we've had with them. So this conference has really prepared us, and I think prepared us well for a postseason run here.
So the round two matchup could be St. Pius, could be Cameron. That'll play out a little bit later on tonight, of course. But then he could turn around, get a win in round two, and go to the district championship and face, potentially a Chillicothe or a Savannah. Maybe a team like Benton gets hot, sneaks in. There's some different ways that this could go, but it's not an easy path ahead regardless. But the importance of being able to play on your home field, and you've only done that 3 times so far this regular season, the chance to be back there in the postseason, a little bit, it's a place you can just feel the energy and the atmosphere in the air. The same thing with Bearcat Stadium in the playoffs, Spoof Hounds bring it the Hound Pound as well. That has to be huge to be able to know we're not traveling, we're right at home.
Yeah, that was the first message we talked about Monday was, 4 simple letters that say home and what that means. It is special, and people have asked me, what is a home field advantage? What does it really detail. I don't know if I have the right answer. I just know that the way our team feels about it and the way kind of our football team thinks about playing in what we call the Hound Pound is it's a sense of comfort. It's a sense of they know what they do after school. You know, it's routine. You know, you go down and you eat and you get a pregame meal and you put the music on and you go out and we do what's called an on-field readiness on our home field where we kind of go through some special teams and some substitutions and then you go back in and you put your uniform on and the music's blaring in the locker room. It's a sense of pride and then you got that walkout song and it's a sense of comfort and our place is special. And the words home and our, you know, really mean a lot in the fact that you think of our record and over the last 10 years, it's 88-4 at home. Three of those losses came by 1 point. You know, 1 point we won 66 or 61 games in a row at home. And when you talk about that with kids, they don't really see it sometimes. But then when you ask them, hey, how old were you in 2000? You know, what grade were you in 2010 or 2012? And they started looking. They're like, oh, geez, I was like Nolan's age here. You know, I was dressing up as Mario as a kindergartner. And that's the last time something happened at home that, you know, and it really puts them in the face. And then you look at the overall playoff bracket. Yes, we can host districts, but it's an even year. And if there's no upsets, you know, we can host a quarterfinal. And then we can host the same thing. If there's no upsets and it's an even year, and, you know, we could host a semifinal on those Saturday afternoons. And so then you start talking about, you know, we've already played our last road game then, you know, and so like their eyes open. I'm like, wow, you know, you're right. You know, we wouldn't have to get on a bus until we go to Columbia. So you don't look ahead and you don't look at opponents ahead, but you start putting that realization of playoffs and being at home is something special.
November 4th will be a special day as Maryville hosting the Class 3 District 8 semifinal matchup, either St. Pius or Cameron. You mentioned it, a lot goes into that, a lot behind the scenes, the pregame, getting the uniforms on, ready to go. Folks show up and they see a crisp-looking team, a crisp-looking field. One thing I want to dive into real quick, too, what goes into getting that field ready? Who gets that done? I mean, how much time? Because that looks spot on every Friday night.
Yeah, our maintenance guys do a great job. And really, you know, it's a grass field. And obviously this time of year, you never know it, that you're kind of open to the elements. Sometimes you got really green grass. And then sometimes that grass, you know, like everybody's right now, starts fading. And we've had some cold days. We've had some, you know, below freezing temps. So, they really do a good job of kind of keeping up with it throughout the week. Cause I don't think people will realize, you know, there's lower level games that play on there Monday nights. Sometimes our middle school plays on there on Tuesday nights. And so you're looking at three or four games a week. And we've been fortunate to not have a lot of rain games where it gets kind of torn up. But at the same time, it's difficult to prepare that, and they get it painted and get it lined. And, you know, there's that song, you know, the smells of Friday Night Football, and you certainly get that at the Hound Pound. And I think it's important for, you know, people listening in the community to realize these aren't just, you know, sometimes just, oh, it's just districts. We'll wait and come out to a game when they're hosting a quarters or a semis. And you mentioned that, you know, we need the fans next Friday night. We need the community there. And St. Pius or Cameron, both, either one, you know, if you look at seeds, I would assume that St. Pius would win. You know, they beat them earlier in the season. They're the higher seed. But they've beaten us three times in a row, and we've got a difficult challenge just to win one game in the playoffs, and we need all the support we can get.
Should be a great matchup regardless of who you're playing, but especially when things get a little bit colder, some folks might want to stay inside, maybe listen on the radio, which we get. Should definitely listen on the radio, but take the earbuds out there and check out the football game, because there's just something about a playoff atmosphere, cold weather, and seeing two great teams lining up.
Yeah, it is. We talk about, you know, it's going to be cooler. It's fine to bring the blanket, you know, bring the blanket to the stadium and sit on it, but don't sit under it. We need you standing and waving and being loud. It makes a huge, again, you think of those cool, crisp playoff games and a couple years ago with Cassville and the Odessa matchups and the Kansas City Centers, and Savannah was here a few years ago in the snow. And those are special memories that playoff games that we need those fans there to stand up and be loud. And there's always great hot chocolate. Nolan can be there, and you like hot chocolate. So he can get his hot chocolate in the concession stand and stand up, and the best way to stay warm is to be active. So be active in the stands.
That's right. Get the blood pumping. That's a week from tonight, 7 o'clock. That'll be the Class 3 District 8 semifinals. Coach Webb, before we let you go, too, it's Halloween weekend. We've got Nolan dressing up as Mario, as the our friends out at Eugene Field Elementary School have their Halloween parade later today. I mean, what's your go-to? Is it like a Vince Lombardi type thing? What are you thinking?
Well, I think everybody asks me what you're going as Halloween, and it's always easy just to put a hat on and a whistle and say, hey, I'm going as a football coach. It's always my fallback. But, you know, back in the day, I'd always, you know, rock a good Transformer uniform and outfit and, you know, He-Man and those type
throwback
guys. So throwback types, absolutely.
I didn't know if you and Matt Houch would go as Batman and Robin or Batman and Batman. I don't, you know.
Yeah, I don't know who you do. I think there'd be an argument on who was what, which one was which there, and we like to stay cohesive as a staff and not invite arguments.
We'll save that debate for next Friday night on our broadcast with Philip Horn. Coach, thanks for the time. Enjoy the week, and then we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Thank you.
That's Maryville Spoofhound head football coach Matt Webb joining us in studio, as he does every Friday right here on KXEV Maryville, KLRNW Chillicothe.